Good morning. Clouds continue to hang on tough this morning across most of interior New York and New England. This keeping the temperature up into the 40s and lower 50s overnight, and that's how we'll start the day today. It's a little bit cooler in the northern parts of New York and the Champlain Valley, also central and northern Vermont, with readings back into the 30s as we have partly cloudy skies. A stationary front draped from the mid-Atlantic coast through the southern tier of New York is providing the cloud cover, with an easterly component to the wind drawing in moisture off of the Atlantic Ocean. Tough to scour out the clouds with the low sun angle this time of year, but it does look like with a little bit of a shift of the wind to the south, we'll have some more breaks in the clouds this afternoon, and many places will get back up into the 60s. Overnight tonight, partly to mostly cloudy and back into the lower 50s. Even more breaks in the clouds tomorrow. We'll call it a mix of sun and clouds with high pressure in control. High should reach just about 70. A frontal system slowly moving through the Great Lakes right now will be in our vicinity on Saturday. Still, it should be mainly dry, although mostly cloudy skies, and on the mild side with highs in the middle to upper 60s. That same front will get even closer on Sunday and will introduce the chance of showers, otherwise mostly cloudy with highs sliding back into the 50s. Things get very interesting across our part of the world early next week as Hurricane Sandy works its way up the eastern seaboard. At that point, though, it'll probably become more of a post-tropical storm, still, though, with very strong winds and heavy rain. The latest computer guidance suggests a better chance that this will hook back toward the east coast of the United States and perhaps even into New York or New England with very heavy rain and wind. We'll continue to update this forecast as we head into and through the weekend. So for right now, we'll go for a good chance of rain on Monday and Tuesday with highs in the mid-50s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, reports from an Air Force Reserve reconnaissance aircraft, along with data from the Pylon Cuba weather radar and NOAA satellites, indicate Hurricane Sandy made landfall on the southeastern coast of Cuba just west of Santiago de Cuba at approximately 1:25 a.m. with estimated maximum sustained winds of 110 miles per hour. Reports from Santiago de Cuba indicate sustained winds of 78 miles per hour and a gust to 114 just prior to landfall. Hurricane Sandy is located about 185 miles south of the central Bahamas and is moving toward the north near 18 miles per hour. And this general motion is expected to continue today. A turn toward the north-northwest and a decrease in forward speed are expected tonight and tomorrow. On the forecast track, the center of Sandy will move away from the northeastern coast of Cuba this morning, move near or over the central Bahamas by tonight, and move near or over the northwestern Bahamas tomorrow. Maximum sustained winds have decreased to near 105 miles per hour with higher gusts. Sandy is still a Category 2 hurricane on the Saffir-Simpson hurricane wind scale. Gradual weakening is forecast over the next 48 hours. However, Sandy is expected to remain a hurricane as it moves through the Bahamas. Hurricane warnings are still in effect for eastern Cuba. A hurricane warning is now also in effect for the central and northwestern Bahamas and parts of the southeastern Bahamas, and a tropical storm warning is out for Haiti, the rest of the Bahamas, and for parts of the east coast of Florida. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Sacramento, California, at 7:33 p.m. Eastern Time on Monday. The last report of hail was at Lucca, Malta, at 9:33 p.m. yesterday. At Mount Washington this morning, 120 miles visibility, mostly clear skies and 36 degrees with a west wind at 33 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and one above zero. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 52 degrees, the dew point 46, 80% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 30.23 inches, and it is on the rise. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 94 degrees at Fort Stockton and Edinburgh, both in Texas, to a low of one above zero at Stanley, Idaho. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy in the mid-60s, partly sunny in Boston near 60, and in Buffalo sunny skies with highs in the mid-70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 54 degrees, the low 48. The average temperature 51, that's 4 degrees above normal. No precipitation yesterday for the month, 3.23 inches, and for the year, 31.90. The average high temperature in Albany today, 56 degrees, the average low, 37. The record high, 77, set in 1963, and the record low, 19, in 1981. Sunrise this morning, 7:21 a.m. Sunset this evening, 5:57 p.m. 10 hours and 36 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny near the Canadian border with more clouds toward Glens Falls, highs in the lower 60s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy today, shower possible with highs in the lower 60s. Cloudy tonight with lows in the upper 40s to near 50. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy today with more sunshine this afternoon in the Mohawk Valley, highs in the mid to upper 60s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the upper 40s to lower 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy today with a shower possible and highs in the lower 60s. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the upper 40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90, mostly cloudy today with highs in the lower 60s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mix of sun and clouds, warmer near 70, mostly cloudy on Saturday but still mild in the mid-60s, more clouds on Sunday with a chance of showers in the upper 50s, a good chance of rain, perhaps heavy, Monday and Tuesday in the mid-50s, and a chance of showers for Wednesday with highs right around 50 degrees. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.